I just thank the Lord for being here today. I thank the Lord for the service Friday night. I said, Lord, I guess I've been in some storms and never called them storms. I don't know. You know. But I just want to thank the Lord for Sister. It was good. I really appreciated the teaching. And when we teach, you know, a lot of times, where I am, I'm just looking deeper into, you know, I'm looking something, you know, with this leaving in the ship and the one of them got out. So I just want to thank the Lord today. And we're going to be blessed today. The Lord said this is our year. And we I just believe it's our year. I just believe that. I just believe what God said. That's just all to it. May not look like it, don't feel like it, but I just believe it's God's time. And so I just want to thank the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap. You know God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm hoping this is a storm that I've been in, because storms have an end. And the sun shines. Thank you. So what y'all been in, the sun going to shine pretty soon. Hallelujah. So I was hearing, I don't know why the Lord did that, but he began to speak to my heart, and he said, my sheep know my voice. He said, they don't hear the voice of strangers. And I said, what? And I run back there, get the Bible, open it up, and, you know, studied a long time so I can, I'm going to go the way Elijah was and go and see what he did and everything. So I was going to minister, you know, I told you on the baptism, but hey, then he gave me something else on the tongue, and I said, oh, Lord, I'm just going to put him in my little thing I put him in, right? Write him down, praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to going out there, and I told brother, I said, look, only invite me when the Lord say come, because we don't get nothing done if he's not leading. And so I just want to thank the Lord for my brothers. I thank the Lord for your prayers. I'm telling you, prayer, I need to preach a prayer is something else. It will. And then we're going to stand right now and pray for Jackie, because we didn't pray for her. We didn't know what was going on. But, you know, and my daughter called me distressed this morning, Shelly. She was just couldn't hardly talk, and she's crying, and praise the Lord. And I know God is able. God's people need help. I'm in a place where we need to use everything God has given us. Don't be looking for with brother, that brother do it. No, you do it. And so I just want to thank the Lord. I just feel good. And y'all pray. Please pray for me. Pray for me. I'm coming out of this thing with a testimony that won't quit. Oh, I tell you, Lord. I said, God, I had the right thing. You don't know, but when see, I get somebody write it big so I can see it. And I just want to thank the Lord. He's just a good God. I said, Lord, whatever. Though you say, I'm going to trust you still. And after D say, and Dee Dee's such a blessing to me, because me and her got on the phone. Mama, you and I said, no, girl, I can't. Uh-uh. And every time you get to where you want to give up, God will put something in there. Now, you know what you did for me Friday night? I said, if I give up, you're going to say, why didn't you believe me? Oh, you of little faith. See where I went? That's where I went. Be not afraid. Oh, you a little faith. Oh, Lord. God is so good. He's so good. So thank you, sister. Thank you. I just appreciate the Lord. He's just so good. Thank you. Let's pray again. We're going to pray for Shelly's baby, Adele. We're going to pray for Jackie. Y'all pray for Jackie. She's stressed. I can feel it in my spirit. She is very stressed. But the devil is alive.
Yes, he is.
That he want to kill us with, God will make us strong. Because God is looking out for us. The Lord is our shepherd. And we shall not want for nothing that we need from God. Father, we want to thank you this morning for the service that you, right now, that the Holy Spirit, we feel his presence. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for Jackie first, Lord. Touch her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give us strength in her spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This thing that was supposed to wear out, that will come forth with a testimony, God. Give us strength, God, your strength, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, at 2113 Audubon, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, for Adea, that you would touch her. In Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. And touch Shelly that she can stand. Help her, Lord, in Jesus' name. She told me some things this morning. Everybody's trying to hold on to you, Lord. Everybody's trying to find out about you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, but this morning, thank you for this lesson. and for the word you gave me, because I know this is for the day. And I just give you praise and glory. Anoint us to preach your word, because without your anointing, we cannot do anything. In Jesus' name. Turn around and tell you I'm waiting for to see what he's going to say. That's what Habakkuk said. Habakkuk said, I'm going to stand on my watch and wait and see what he's going to say. Al kind of helped me turn to John 10. I'm going to start there. John 10. It's the way the light shines on my eyes. Okay. John 10. I know y'all been praying for me. I ain't say you just, but you've been praying for me. You call my name in prayer, I know, because I feel the strength of God. Yeah, you really want God to do something. We waiting on God anyway. Right. Waiting on him to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. But let me tell you something. Yes, we trusted in the Lord. And let us hear what God is saying to the church now. Listen closely what God is saying to the church now. You're his sheep. We are the sheep. And a shepherd takes good care of the sheep. That's why he say, I'm the good shepherd. He takes good care of his sheep. He sees to them having everything they need, and he leads them in green pastures. He watches closely that they don't eat any poison grass. I mean, this is what I just got just a few minutes ago. But I heard somebody talking about this that was during the time it was a war, and they were fighting against the Syrians or somebody. And this was true. And the sheep, there was a shepherd, and they was going to run the shepherd's sheep down a hill. And as the shepherd's sheep was going down the hill, the shepherd got up and called his sheep. The sheep stopped. Oh, I love that. They turned around, and the voice that he do, I don't know nothing about this now, telling them to come back, they come back up that hill. And he saved all his sheep. And I'm going to tell you something. What Satan, he might say, do try to run us down, but we're going to hear the voice of God. He's going to tell us what to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was singing this morning. Hallelujah. This trial ain't going to last long. You know what's that? I can make it. I started coming to church saying, I can make it. These trials that I'm going through, God's going to show me what to do. He's going to show you what to do. Now, all you got to do is hear and do it. Hallelujah. Turn to John 10. Father, help us this morning. This is important that we hear his voice. And I said, Lord, every time I've missed your voice, please help me. Please forgive me for the times I did not listen. But you know, we're going to go to another scripture that really helped me this morning in Kings. But we're going to go to John 10 and start around the 6th verse. 10 and 6. Uh-huh. I don't know if you can get this on.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
I'm the door. Y'all know that. We all heard that so many times. Okay.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them.
Yes.
I am the door.
I am the door. Again now. Now he tell you something twice. He gonna say this twice. Now he mean for you to hear. I am the door. Ain't no other way to get in. It's just one door. Like it was one door in the ark, it's just one door. And he is the door. Okay, read.
By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Go in and learn and go back out and give. And go back in and learn and go back out and give. Amen. Go ahead. Yes. I'm the good shepherd. Not just any shepherd. I'm a good shepherd. Okay.
The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep.
Because this shepherd gave his life for his sheep. Mm-hmm. All right.
But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not.
Yes.
See the wolf coming and leave the sheep.
Now see there. These people that just preaching, something happening, you're gone. They're not the shepherd that God put over them sheep. Because the shepherd that God put over the sheep, he gonna stay. He don't care how things go and what the high things do. But the people that are hirelings don't have that heart. I know it's the truth now. I know it's the truth. Well, they say, well, I'm just telling you what the Bible say. The hireling leaves, but the shepherd stays to see it through. He'll stay to see it through. No matter how the church go or whatever, it's anywhere he can, he's going to stay to see about his people. I don't care. Some shepherds have 1,000 sheep. Some don't have that many. But it doesn't matter how many sheep he put over you or under you. You're going to see to them people being what they need. Yeah, I know these, y'all, you pastors hear this, yeah. But he's a hireling and not the shepherd. Read that, number 12.
But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, mm-hmm. whose own the sheep are not,
yeah.
seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scatters.
You know, if you got a good shepherd, you ought to be really glad. I'm talking about in the natural. Because everything up in this pulpit ain't a good shepherd. I'm not saying I'm a good, I'm just telling you, you got a good shepherd, you ought to be happy. You ought to pray for him and lift him up in prayer. Pray, thank you, Brother Mark. Brother Mark's hand went up there. I know I'm saying him. Pray, you know, you ought to have, you know, to have a good shepherd. I know we take it, we know we just take it for granted. You take it for, you know, oh, yeah, pastor so-and-so. But you pray for your pastor. You pray, praise the Lord. When things come up, pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. God answers prayer. Amen. I'm going to say this too. As I was studying this, I said, Lord, you know, you're a good shepherd. And you make sure that we don't eat nothing poison. You make sure, Lord, that what we eat is good. And that's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'm not going to want for anything because he leads me in green pastures and beside still waters. Praise the Lord, he restored my soul. And this morning, God has shown me that he's going to restore somebody's soul today. God is going to help you today. All you got to do is put it down on the altar, and God is going to deliver you today if you can receive it. Because he's the good shepherd. And he gave me this, like I say, I didn't even study this. Just back there a few minutes ago. But all this back here, I'm studying. Get up and study it. Amen. And I know God's got a reason he done this. He got a reason. Who's that there?
This is Kenya.
Hi, Kenya. I know I hadn't seen you. I can't see you there. Kendra, we're glad to have you here, Kendra. I looked up. Amen. And we all here for a purpose. I want you to know, praise the Lord, we're here to serve our God. We're here. Don't let nothing stop you today. If whatever Jesus do, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to say. I'm telling you, whatever he say to you today, do it. Whatever he say to you, do it. Whatever he say to you, do it. I don't care if you are high echelon in the church. I don't care who you are. Whatever he say to you today, do it. I just feel like I say that now. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. Okay, read number 14 now.
I am the good shepherd.
And I'm known of man. Otherwise, you may not be just, you know, maybe you never heard this enough. But you're not always maybe out, you know, but he got a staff, a rod and a staff. And sometimes you reach out there and pull you right back on in. And you got to wriggle out of place. He pulled you right back in. Praise the Lord. And David was a good shepherd. David said he watched over his sheep. Bear came out. I ain't letting this bear get my sheep. And then a lion came. I ain't letting this lion kill my sheep. So he was able to lead the children of Israel because he understood what a shepherd was. You got to be a shepherd. Amen. The shepherd. Because the shepherd cares for the sheep. And then Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I just love my sheep. Praise the Lord. I'm not a hireling. Hallelujah. I'm going to be here till the end. And we find him, oh Lord, struggling in the garden. Lord, I'm the good shepherd. These are your sheep. These are our sheep. What should I do? You got to give your life. Oh, if it be possible. Let the cup pass. Nevertheless, I drink it. Why? For me? For you? For you, 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 you. That's why he stayed. I just love him for it, don't you? I love him for it. Okay, number 15 L.
As the Father hath sent me, so have I sent you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I lay down my life for what? He laid down his life for the sheep. He called you sheep. And you know, the characteristics of the sheep, they're real dumb.
Is that right, Mark?
They are very dumb animals. If they got a leader, he jump, they jump. They be going down, and the leader jump, they jump. They don't know what they jumping for, because they just jumping because the leader jumped. That's good, ain't it? So when Jesus jumped, you better jump. Amen. I did know that about the sheep. Am I right, sister? Sheep are dumb. So we need him. But we got a wise, overly wise shepherd. You ain't going to go nowhere he don't want you to go. You're not going to be led into anything he don't want you to go into. God is leading and guiding us. Listen, you may be in place of how I'm going to get out of here. You got the good shepherd? He'll call you out. Don't go this way. Come over here. Come this way. You ever been in there? Didn't know what to do. And he'll call you out. Listen, I'm going to show you about a man now. Go over into Kings. 1 Kings. This is where the Lord led me this morning. Go to 1 Kings 19. And I'm going to start around the 8th verse. I make you see this. God is so good. You know what?
Yes,
Lord. You are in things you ain't never been in. You in places in your life you be going through you ain't never been. That's why it's hard to try to find how to handle it. Because you don't really know how. But I love this because the Lord gave this to me this morning. And I saw something new. Like Sister was saying, I saw something in this. And I pray to God let you see something in this. It's a very familiar scripture about Elijah. You probably heard it in your churches. But I want you to know, hallelujah, all we got to do is stand still. Stand still and don't just move on any voice. Because his sheep, what? Say it again. If you move any other way, you're going to get in trouble. And you got to stand to make sure that he's leading you into this place. Well, we don't take enough time to listen. You know, we down praying, if we go on and on with God, but you never take time to listen. Do we ever just sit down and say, Lord, now you talk to me. Hear the Bible. Now you open the Bible and say, Lord, talk to me. Speak to me through this. I'm reading it, but speak to me. I'm just reading. I hear people, some of them, y'all know it's the truth. They read, they know what, like we was talking about, reading the Bible through. You know, you get this thing, read the Bible through in a year. Oh, this is wonderful. I'm going to read the Bible through. I bet you can't tell one scripture that you read. Not a one. Except in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You know that one. You understand what I'm saying? But now God is asking us and leading us into, stand still. Hear me. You got to do it now. You don't know what to do this coming. You don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to figure. Don't try to figure nothing out. Don't try. Just let God lead. So we're going to go and see a man that knew God. That I think that did some of the greatest miracles, I guess, that any of the prophets did in the Old Testament. Elijah. I want to go to 1 Kings 19. And I'm going to begin. Al is going to begin at the 8th verse. 19 and 8. Now you need to know, like, but what he was saying, if you do need to read up, because Ahab had just got in with Jezebel. He had just got in there with Jezebel, and I preached one time, and when he saw it, when she told him she gonna kill him, he saw them prophets dying with Jezebel had done. He knows she mean what she say. She's a wicked king. So when he saw that, I don't want to preach on nothing else now. When he saw that, a lot of times, you know, things get in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about hearing God now. Yeah. Don't be like Elijah. Elijah was a great prophet. Great prophet. But when he saw what Jezebel in his mind, what Jezebel dumped in the prophets, he ran. A man who just called down fire.
Yeah.
He ran. So it doesn't matter what God done did for you.
That's right.
Yesterday. It's a new thing every day. You walk every day with God. Don't depend. I heard another thing. Now I'm not going to say. I said this is beautiful. I heard a brother say, he say, never go out to your battle and be praying in your battle. He say, pray and then go to battle. And you know, in your battle, it's hard to be because you don't know what to say. You're trying to fight the enemy, and you know. And I said, that makes sense. Pray, he say, pray first and then go to battle. Oh, that's good. Got to try that, girl. I don't know what we've been doing, but you know, that's good. I said, Lord, well, I'm going to try that, Lord. You ain't tried it. I must ain't. Amen. But you know, the Lord just teaching us. He's good. Okay, let's say 1 Kings 19. Y'all still praying? 19. Go ahead, 19 and 8. Okay. Y'all know all about this.
And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him. And he said unto him, what dost thou here, Elijah?
What you doing here, Elijah? Now you heard that. What you doing here, Elijah? But here's somebody, Elijah, I love. Read. Lord, I've been very zealous. I have done what you told me to do. I preached the gospel. I preached. And I think it's good to tell God some things. He's your father. I did it because the prophet just said, now, Lord. And I'll be telling him some things, too. He said, what he said now? Well, he said, I'm the only one left. He said, then what did God say?
He said,
number 11. All right now.
Great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind.
The Lord was not in it.
And after the wind.
Wait a minute. The Lord wasn't in it. That's the first manifestation. Well, he wasn't in that. It says the Lord was not in. He said the Lord passed by and a great strong wind. That sound good. Wind. That's like on the day of Pentecost. But it tore the mountains. Ooh, look at God. Tearing the mountains down. Wow. And breaking pieces the rocks before him. But the Lord wasn't in it. It's a wonderful thing to know God. And when everything looks like it's breaking apart, and you know God going to speak, nope. You got to still stay to hear his voice. I don't care what manifestation comes before, you got to stay and hear his voice. Read. He wasn't in the wind. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. You what? How am I going to know him then? He ain't in the earthquake. He ain't in the wind. Don't the Bible say he rides upon the winds of the wind? Don't the Bible say the wind came? But he wasn't in the wind. He ain't in every wind, child. There is in some winds, but he wasn't in that one. But he told him to stand. Hallelujah. You stand, I'm going to tell you something, Elijah. All right, read. Uh-oh. Now tell me that the Lord wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the fire. How am I going to know him? He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the wind. How am I going to know this God? Ooh, you've had some manifestations of God. Look like God going to get it done. But it still ain't done. So he wasn't in the manifestations you've had. Whoop, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, I'm standing till I hear your voice. I'm standing till I hear you say. I'm standing till I hear you say. Stand on. My sister called me. Hold that L. My sister called me. She ain't here today. She must not be feeling well. Huh? Yeah, shoulder. She told me last night my shoulder hurt me so bad. And I feel sorry for her because I had the same problem with this one. And what did I tell her? I pray for her. What can I say? You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not a healer. You ain't either.
No.
Amen. But I know God heals. I know he heals. And I'm looking for him. And you know what? No matter how we want to see things done, I like to see all the signs and things God have told me. But you know what? I'm standing. I decide I'm going to hear. I'm going to stand. I said, Lord, help me to keep my mouth and stand. Listen to what you say. Because you say your sheep know your voice. Your sheep and a stranger, they're not going to follow. I hope you get this. I don't know if I can explain it. Because like I said, I just got it. Oh, God. But he wasn't in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. Those manifestations that seemed like he would be. But then what would happen after then?
After the fire,
I'm listening for his voice. All the manifestations that come, Lord, I'm listening to hear you. I want to hear you speak to me. What can I learn from a fire except that you're great? What can I learn from an earthquake to say, you're wonderful, Lord? What can I learn from these things? You're just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But I want to hear you speak. Read.
And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his hand and went out and stood in the entering end of the cave.
So he heard a still small voice, right? Y'all get that, didn't you? He don't always come in a big, he comes silently something. Well, you got to listen. Because he wants you to listen. He wants us to learn how to listen. He don't want us to go after every manifestation. He wants us to listen. Did anybody get it? I did. It blessed me. I'm like, so I looked in there and said, ooh, Jesus. I just got so blessed. I said, Lord, he came in a still, and it was so that when Elijah heard it, he done. He wrapped his face. Because now this is God. I cannot stand and look at this great God. He wrapped his face in a mantle, right? And he went out, stood in the entry end of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him, praise God, and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? He asked him first, what are you doing here, Elijah? Now I'm getting ready to answer you, what do you want, whoever? What do you want? You seek God. I'm going to tell my sister that. I do want to say. And he going to say, what do you want? Mm-hmm. It looked like all that stuff. But what do you want now? What do you want? What are you doing here, Elijah? He asked, that, what he said there about two or three times. Or two times, I know. Yes. Okay, then he went over again. Let me tell you again now what I said. I have been very jealous for these people. Read, Al. I'm going again now. Go ahead.
Thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets.
Oh, my goodness.
And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it.
The second time he told him. He didn't change his petition. Don't change your petition. You ain't got to speak it no different way. You ain't got to speak it in Spain or whatever. You know, no. You ain't got to dress it up and do it. Just tell him just what you want. If he asks you, I'll tell him just what. Go back over the same. I go with the same thing. Lord, you know such and such and such and such and such. And now I'm going to write it down to make sure it's the same. Because I said, Elijah got some help here. See, I've been looking at it. Y'all can do what you want to do and laugh if you want to laugh. But I'm going to write my petition down. And I'm going to pray that petition every time I go to God. I'm going to tell him the same thing. Because if you change something, you may change the whole meaning. You know, you change things when you're reading. It changed the whole meaning of things. That's good. That's good. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write down my petition and say, and then I go, I'm going to open my eyes. You know, you ain't got to close your eyes and pray, you know. I'm going to open my eyes and I'm say, Lord, so, so, so. I do the Bible like that. I read it to him. So, you know, I'm going to do my petition like that. Somebody caught that. And the Lord said unto him, number 15.
Go, return from thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria.
You know, I'm just kind of wondering. I didn't get that now when I was reading how God had to deal with Elijah. I believe God is dealing with some of us the same. God is dealing with some of us the same. Do you really know me? I want you to know me. I don't want you to know me because of some manifestation. I want you to know me. I really believe that's what he said to Elijah. Because Elijah, you know, he had experience with God. One of the greatest prophets down in here. But then after all these manifestations, then he comes to him, he tells him the same thing, and then God tells him the answer. Go anoint Hazael to be king. I don't think Elijah could have heard it the first. If he had spoke to him after all that, he couldn't have heard him. God had to appear to him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All this you're going through, he getting you ready to really tell you what to do. Now, thank you. You know, all this junk we going through, all this rattling and shaking you going through, he getting ready to tell you now what to do. He going to tell you now. Your petition is the same. My petition is the same. Your petition is the same. I say your petition is the same. But he going to tell us what to do. Y'all ready to hear it? Yeah, with all the walks of, woo, thank you. This is to the church. All that done happened to you, and that done failed, and that done that, and they done said this, and they done said that, and the boss done did this and did that. Hallelujah. God getting ready to talk to you now. He getting ready to give you some instruction now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I can't hardly wait, Didi. I say, when is it going to be? I can't hardly wait, Lord. Hallelujah. You just got to say this is our year. We know this is our year for our church. This is the year that God is really going to move. This is the year. This is the end of the year. October, November. I talked to the Lord. You got October, November, December. That's right. Let me tell you. I'd be like he don't know. October. Now, Lord. Well, three more. So I can wait 3 more. I done waited this long. Wait over a year. I can wait. You done waited over a year. Some of y'all done waited 2 years. Some of y'all done waited a year and a half. Some of y'all done waited 3 years. Some of y'all done waited. You can wait another 3 months. I like threes anyway. That's good. Oh, Jesus. 3. Yeah. Ain't that Father, Son? Oh, I like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to encourage you. Somebody here need encouraging. Somebody here need to know that God is going to help you. Somebody here been trying to get loose from something, and God is going to loose you. God is going to loose you this year before the year is out. You done prayed. You done fasted. You done cried. You done spit. You done... You done blamed. You done call on the phone and wonder what's going on. Why don't this happen? Why don't that happen? But you listen. You accept this. God, I'm listening for you now. I don't want to hear nobody else. I don't know the voice of strangers. I don't want nobody else talking in my ears. I want to hear your voice. God is dead. I'm telling you, Brother Mark, didn't I run back there and tell you, Brother Mark? I said, Brother Mark, Lord done did something to me here. I got to go study this. I run in the room. I got to go study this. I don't know nothing about this. Praise the Lord. But I know that he's the good shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. And you shall not want. He leadeth me in green pastures. He leadeth me past the still waters. And he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He's going to do it for his name's sake. Yay! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to feel any evil because he's with me. His rod and his staff is comforting me. Preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We need to know that he is our God. Somebody here been praying. Maybe all of y'all. Maybe. Want to get loose from something. But this is your loosening year. I said, this is your year. I said, this is your year. Now, I want you to sit up and say, well, you Lord, you say I got 3 more months. I ain't telling you that. I'm telling you, if you want to be free, you're going to be free this year. I said, you're going to be free this year. I'm going to be free this year, sister. I'm waiting on something from God. I'm going to get it this year. Because he done heard me. He done heard you too. He heard you too. Don't you think God don't hear you? No, just because he don't get up and turn a flip, don't think that he ain't heard you. He's God. He do things when he want to, in his time, like he want to, and why he want to, and all that kind of stuff, all in between there. Well, the pastor done prayed. He prayed for me 3 times. Well, I done been to that altar 4 or 5 times. People done prayed and prophesied. But the Lord said unto us, before the year is out, he said that to us, you're going to have your miracle. Let me see y'all believe that. I do, sister. So I'm just going to, meantime, you just start praising God. It's hard to praise him in your mess, but you can praise him. It's hard to praise him. Nobody don't know what you go through but you and God. And nobody have a right to judge you, no, because there ain't no judge. It's but one judge, and that's God. It's people that go through lots of things. Things that got them bound and they can't get loose. I'm talking to somebody. I don't never preach nothing. I ain't talking to nobody. Praise the Lord. But God is able. You hear me? God is able. God is going to deliver. I don't care what you got. If you can believe, all things are possible if you can believe. He's starting now, right now, to giving you the faith to believe. Listen, I want to tell you something else too. It's not my faith alone. Jesus asked that man, he said, what you want? He said, I want an old that I may see. He said, you believe I can do this? You got to believe in Jesus. Brother Wigworth said, before the Lord come back, it's going to be hard to get people healed. It's going to be hard. And I often wonder about that. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith? Is that what he said? So you have to ask the Lord, say, God, I don't want to be one of these faithless people. Give me faith. He said he'll give you what you ask for. Amen. God is a good God. I mean, he's better than anything. Oh, Lord, have mercy, I'm telling you. If you've enjoyed this, God, it came from God. It came from him. It came from him. And I just want to thank the Lord for writing. I thank the Lord for not hiding nothing. He told about Elijah's weaknesses. He told about David's weaknesses. But they were great men of God. Look, that don't mean that you're not a great and you're not wonderful. You're not in his sight. You know, look at the Bible. That man, like I said, he ran from a little old puny woman. Little old puny little woman. I guarantee she wasn't but this big. And he run from her. He was scared of her. He run from her after he had just got through calling fire down. But he run. Today I want you to know God told me, he gave me this morning. He is your shepherd. He wants you to know that. And all you got to do is open your ears to listen. Say, God, let me hear you. No other voice. Because there is strange to me. It's strange. Touch your ears. And say, Lord, give me ears to hear what you are saying to the church. In Jesus' name. And who is the church? Who's the church? No, this building, ain't it? Who the church? You the church. I say, you the church. Amen. Our church has got in on this thing. Anybody else that want to get in on this year thing, let's pray. Come on up and we're going to pray for you. Sister, we'll pray for you. You want to get in on this year thing? Sister, this sister here, you want to get in on it? Come on up and let's pray. All right, all you visitors that ain't been here and got in, come on up here. Let's get in. You have a reason for coming. God don't just do things. You know, he don't have time to be doing stuff. Whatever God does, it's on time, in time, and for you. Hallelujah. What's your name once again? Kendra. Kendra, God brought you here this morning. God want to bless you this morning. You are now a part. Y'all going to get a part? Of the blessing of Revival Center. God is going to hear our prayers. He hear our prayers. Well, we're going to get some miracles this year. Because the year ain't up yet. We're waiting on things. You waiting on something? Yes, sir. You're going to get it. See, you came in just in time. You're going to get it this year. Before this year is out, you're going to come back grinning and shouting. And if you ain't never shouted, they're going to see you shout. Because what you waiting on, you're going to shout about. Amen. God is going to do this thing for you. Whatever it is. He ain't told me what it is. But you're going to have. He told me bring up and do. I thought that was kind of cute. You know, he's let her get in on it. I think that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm getting a little selfish. I think he ain't told this to nobody but Revival Center. Oh, how selfish. Celeste, don't be selfish. But I don't know if anybody else believe in this or not, but we are. We believe in this, that God is going to, this is our year. This is your year, Kendra. Praise the Lord. You go in peace. God had you here for a purpose. I'm glad you're here. Yes, and you will get what God has promised you. Okay? Don't worry about nobody saying nothing else to you. You know what I'm saying? Just hold on to what you want from God. I say write it down. This, now watch, this girl will come in and get, y'all don't do this. She going to come in and step over what she wait and see. Write it down and pray it to the Lord, just like it did. Pray it to him. Say, Lord, such and such and such and such, such, you know. You going to do that? I know you are. God bless you. You go in peace. Amen. Y'all come on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What are you doing here, Elijah? What you need?